Welcome back to the Aware Show. I am Lisa Garr. This is kind of the live and local show today because I have another local guest who has been on my show before who I just think is so incredibly talented. And I enjoy because Peter Manning Robinson has this gift of being able to combine what he's hearing and intuiting spiritually into a very innovative style of music called the Refractor Piano. He uses what you engineered called the Refractor Piano. So welcome back to the show. Thanks for being here.
Oh, thank you so much, Lisa.
I loved when you were on my show before you because you told such a great story about how you created this experience. It's a different musical experience. You can just refresh our audience just a little bit. But why did you what makes you see music so differently?
Well, I think, like anybody, our life experiences determine our path. So in my case, my life experience was, shall we say, a bit unique. I was living on the streets when I was 12. When I was in my early 20s, I developed a very severe case of tendonitis, and so I stopped performing for almost a decade. But when I was 3, I was already playing the piano. I put my hands on the keys and said, well, I've done this before. And I think as I go through these life experiences, a real artist can't help but take those things and turn them into the music. I've never heard music the way anybody else did. I really didn't play anybody else's music. So what I've been doing with this concert and with my invention, the Refractor Piano, just became an outgrowth of it.
Hmm. How long ago was that where you were in that you had a mentor that really helped you kind of move through this?
His name is Phil Cohen. He is in his 90s now.
Wow.
And still is innovating, coming up with incredible techniques. His title was artistic director at the Leonardo Project in Montreal. And I came to him I don't believe there are any accidents, but I had pretty much tried everything. And somebody said, listen, there's a guy in town for one day, and I think you should go see him. Because everybody, surgeons, and I'd been through healers and prayer and everything, no, you'll never play again. And then I met this guy. So he listened to me play, and he said, okay, I can have you playing in 6 months, but you will have to unlearn everything you know about the piano. And at that time, because my life experiences had taught me to survive but not really to flourish, I was very apprehensive. But I said, no, let's go. Hmm. So I think having somebody give you that unconditional love and support for the first time, as opposed to living on the streets and just trying to survive, you transform. And so as my music grew and transformed, I found ways of producing and creating not music, but also experiences. So as you know, when you come to my concerts, I'm not just playing. I'm speaking, I'm talking, and I'm interacting with the audience. And that's just become such a big part of who I am.
And there's the graphics, it's a multimedia presentation in the dome, in the Vortex Dome in the heart of LA, which is such a cool thing too. It's a geodesic dome, right?
Yes.
And the sound is incredible. Yeah.
It's a unique venue, and we're going to be back there Saturday night.
This Saturday, 11/11.
Yes, 11/11.
Good thing to do on 11/11.
A very important number.
We have 3 pairs of tickets, by the way, just a heads up for our audience. If you want to call us, 818-985-KPFK, this is 3 free pairs of tickets for Peter Manning Robinson's incredible experience. Now, we're going to get a chance to hear his music in a second, but I have to ask you this question. In your experience with all the changes you've been through, stair-stepping and so forth, it's not like you're anywhere near done. You're just really in the middle of creating you. What happens now when you've gone through all this great evolution of your career? I don't take you as the type of person that says, okay, I'm good now. I'm going to stop.
So Lao Tzu says, if you operate from what you know, you have a very small window. If you operate from what you don't know, now you have the whole universe at your disposal.
Mm.
I never concern myself with what I'm going to do tomorrow. I never concern myself with anything other than what is in front of me. The past is the past. That doesn't mean anything. The future hasn't occurred. So therefore, the present is what's important. So I'm here with you and your listeners. That's all that is there. Whatever happens in the future, I don't know. But I know that every day I am blessed. I am appreciative for the time that I have. I have much more to do. But I don't concern myself with what that's going to be.
Wow, that is a beautiful perspective. That answer right there just gives a glimpse into who you are, into who you are being. And I'd love the chance for people to listen to your music, too. We have the music queued up, and we'll get a chance to listen to that. This is the music of Peter Manning Robinson. Listen up for a sec. This, what we're hearing right now, is what you created, the refractor piano. What are the sounds? How is this different? How is it engineered? You engineered it, right?
I did. The refractor piano, everything that you hear is totally live. So there's no pre-recorded tracks or beats. There's no synths. There's no samples. It is simply an acoustic piano that is run through my invention. And the sounds are refracted, similar to science. So in science, refraction occurs if you take a wave, whether it's sound or light, and you pass it through a prism. An example would be, we have a globe. We put a flower inside of the globe and some water. Now, the flower itself hasn't changed, but when you look at it through the globe, all of a sudden it is bent and moved in different ways. That's what happens to the piano or any other thing when it goes through my invention. So I deliberately set out to do something that was absolutely live, no editing, nothing, simply sit down and play. So my compositions, yes, there are motifs. If you hear the same composition 10 times, you recognize it, but it'll be different every time. So it's combining many, many forms of music, both composed and improvised, in a very different way.
That's so amazing what you just talked about how we can take the same object or the same motif or even a flower, and the minute you put it into a different environment, you can look at it completely different. The refraction that comes from the light or the sound or the wave, it changes our perception of it. Isn't that so true with life?
With life. It has nothing to do with prisms or water or anything. Hopefully we do that with people so that each time we meet, you know, Louise Hay says this new moment of now. You know, I love that statement because if you are in the present, it will always be a different experience. And that's how I try to approach not only my music, but my life.
I don't know if you remember what I told you, this meditation I was in shortly after Wayne Dyer passed, who's my mentor.
Yes.
I kept getting this word, refractor. Refractor.
It flipped me out.
Yes.
You know, that interview was so impactful for me because not only did we connect so quickly, but that experience, you know, that somebody who theoretically I've never met has a vision of something that I'm doing that has never existed before I
And that we found
it.
That moment out on this show.
That's right.
Was so beautiful. It's just a perfect example of how this all comes together and how there's so many unseen forces that are working for us, that our universe is conspiring for us constantly. And if we're just open to that moment and this synergy, and everyone else got to witness that, that was just very cool. And it is right now in this moment as well. It keeps getting recreated. So then, of course, I forgot my question. What was it?
That's good. That's good. Forget the question you were going to ask and ask something else.
Something else. So this Saturday night, you're going to be at the Dome again, this Vortex Dome in Los Angeles. And people can find out about it through something.
This is true. You can find out through something. And I could actually tell you
That's
what that something
thing.
Would be.
That's a great thing. Okay. What
so,
is that?
If you want to come to the concert, go to Eventbrite.
Okay.
Just, you can look up Vortex Dome or you can look up Peter Manning Robinson. You can also just go to my website, petermanningrobinson.com. I'm on all the social media sites, you know, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. The links to the concerts and the tickets are all there.
And there's two performances that
no,
night.
No, just one.
Oh, just one.
Just one.
Dual performances, one night only.
Correct.
That's a Now, this is a journey. That's what it was. It's a journey.
As it, this is.
So when you are in this experience, I invite you to go with a beautifully open mind because Peter takes you on a journey. And you start off and you get sucked into this multimedia experience of visual and sound and immersion. It's a full immersion experience. What is the journey we're going to be going on?
The journey that we're going on depends who's in the room, who's at the Vortex Dome, because I don't play in a vacuum. I don't speak in a vacuum. The visuals that are created, that are improvised, are not created in a vacuum. So that the people, their energy, interact with my energy and my music to create that journey. So I could say, yes, I speak about myself. I speak about some of the experiences that I've had. And then I play the compositions that have been created because of those experiences. But I guarantee you, whatever I say to you today will not happen on Saturday in the same way that if I walk out the door and I sit down at the piano, what I thought I was going to do. No, I'm always in the present, and I always take whatever's going on and transform it.
And your hands, nothing hurts any longer, right? You've completely passed by that.
No, that is untrue.
Okay.
My hands go from being absolutely free to excruciating pain. The difference is that I can play no matter what. It doesn't stop me from playing. If I play in a manner that is appropriate to the music, if I'm not thinking about anything else, if I don't fall back on past images which create past injuries, which create the pain, and I know you understand very well what I'm talking about, then there are no issues, right? If I decide to go back into the past and recreate some of those experiences, then the tendonitis comes back and I'm right back where I am. And that's why, for me, my life has become so much more than just the music, but it's also helping people, giving back to all the people who have helped me through my life.
So you have a real need to be in the moment, a real need to be present in that experience and manage your state.
Yeah, it's not just a platitude, you know. It's it's a reality.
Yep.
Although I live a straight edge lifestyle, so there's no drugs or alcohol or anything. It would be like an alcoholic, you know. An alcoholic knows, go into the environment that created the situation that causes you to be an alcoholic, you will drink again.
Mm.
Create an environment that keeps you out of that situation and creates new experiences, and you won't have those.
Mm-hmm.
But as we know, we are all human beings. So sometimes...
Well, that's why I said you have to manage your state.
Yes, yes.
You have to be fierce with your state.
I am fiercely vigilant.
Mm-hmm. You have to be.
Yes.
But because you want to be, not because anything is making you.
Okay, so when you had your experience, would you say something was making you or you had to do it? We don't know. We just know that we have the experience and then we get to choose, you know, or somebody is choosing for us. We don't know. I don't think about those things. Mm-hmm. Those things are intellectual things. I think more on a spiritual level or a metaphysical level.
Beautiful.
And most of the time, I try not to think a lot.
Yeah, I highly suggest it. Well, thank you so much for your contribution and always giving with other people in mind in terms of freedom, experience, relaxation. I mean, God knows right now, to be able to safely experience entertainment is so important, and you allow people to do that in your environment, in your bubble. And so I invite people to come on this journey with Peter Manning Robinson. I haven't even gone into the incredibly celebrated award, you know, Emmy and multiple award-winning composer and pianist that he is, as well as a vegan chef. But your experience going through this is your own individual journey, so I invite you to get lost in it. You can check it out at the Vortex Dome in Los Angeles. It's on 11:11 in the evening, and you can look that up on Eventbrite to get tickets, and it's open to everyone.
It is. And
it will sell out because it did last time, too.
That's right.
Yeah. Thank you very much. You've been quite a joy to just, again, share this moment with. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Lisa, for having me. Yep. And, of course, you've been a joy, too.
Thank you. We're going to go out with some of Peter's music, and we'll be right back. I am Lisa Gar. You're listening to The Aware Show.